sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everyone, this is Lori Handlers, and you're tuned in to Sex and Happiness, the show about sex and happiness. And I have another very sexy show for you today. I have a really exciting guest. She has just been on primetime television and did an exceptional job at bringing this subject, some pieces of this subject, to the forefront. So without further ado, I want to introduce Zipporah Kingsbury. And Zipporah is a groundbreaking love and intimacy mentor who's created a unique practice that blends the spiritual, sexual, and sensual all in one. She has been an integrated breathwork specialist for more than a decade, and she has most recently been called America's Love Guru by ABC's hit show, The Bachelor, where she did an awakening intimacy intensive with The Bachelor, Chris Soules, and his date. So, Zipporah, welcome to Sex and Happiness. I'm thrilled to have you.
Thank you, Lori. I'm really excited to be here today with you.
Thank you. So, yes, I had to mention that you were just recently on The Bachelor. Let's just talk about that for a minute, because I don't always get somebody on the show who's been on national TV and so recently and in our subject of sacred sexuality. That almost never happens. So tell us just a little bit about your show, how it was for you teaching intimacy skills on a show with The Bachelor, knowing that almost all of America was watching you.
It was rather exciting, and to tell you the truth, it was rather easy. I was really impressed and blown away that, you know, the producers were seeking someone in this field. And they reached out to me, and they were ready. Like, they knew how edgy this could be for the world, and they wanted to bring something real. You know, they wanted to bring something real, something edgy, but something that was going to get these people into such a vulnerable place. And they were really easy to work with, even though for people who watched it, it was obvious the uncomfortability level, because these are people, farmers, people who've never heard of anything like this, yet their willingness to show up and to go into the uncomfortable places, to pull out some of their old emotional wounding, they were really brave, and it was a wonderful experience, especially for the mass media to witness such a thing.
Yeah, it's great. I saw the show. I didn't see it that night. I knew it was coming on. I was so excited for you. And so I watched it the next day on the replays online, and I was very thrilled at the way you were portrayed on the show. I was very excited about how they allowed you to work with them. And I saw that The Bachelor and his date, you know, usually on The Bachelor, they go on a date where they, you know, where they go horseback riding, or they're in a helicopter going over the volcano in Hawaii or something, and then they end with wine and a night of kissing. And on your show, they had to look into each other's eyes and hold each other in a certain way and breathe together, which to you and me is the air we breathe, the land we walk on. But to them, they kind of didn't know what was happening to themselves, kind of like drinking wine, only they weren't doing the familiar, they were doing the unfamiliar. And I feel like you did such a great job with them, and just wonder how they did, you know, how they were after. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. About a week after the session, it was about a 90-minute session in total, and they aired 10 minutes of it. after the session, Carly, the woman who was his date, she said that that was the biggest breakthrough she's ever had personally for her in her life. And it was at that point, it was really clear. It wasn't even about them as a couple, correct? It was like, wow, she could jump into that scary place. A week later, the producer actually texted me with Carly thanking me so much and that it shifted her life in a big way because she was able to uncover some old sexual wounding. So I know that. I know for her it did make some changes. And I do, just one more thing, is I saw, like, there was an interview with Chris afterwards, and there was a comment that during that date that they felt it took them from date one to date seven, and that they would have never reached that level of connection, most likely without that session.
So do we know what happened? I mean, did he select her?
He did not select her. He didn't select her. She made it down to, I think, the last five girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least we know he knows a little bit something about now how to get intimate if he could recreate. Well, he can always watch the show again, and he might be able to even watch other footage of it. He might be able to recreate that with somebody. I think it's a life lesson that you gave them, and I think that's what the point is. That's what the producer said, and that's what Crowley said. You gave them something that they were never going to get anywhere else, and it's really special. It's different from going horseback riding or going on a helicopter. Not that there's anything bad or wrong with those things, just that having a lesson with an intimacy coach is so intimate and so important in today's world. And I think that's what the point is.
Yeah, you know, it takes us so quickly, you know, the dating game, right, and all the superficiality that sometimes happens to get to that place, but doing something like this, right, it takes them so quickly beyond the superficiality and right into their hearts.
Yeah, it's really great. Well, let's go back a little bit. Now that we're talking about your latest coup, which is really quite big, and how you got called America's Love Guru, so let's take us back a little bit and how you became an expert in intimacy. What's your story?
You know, for some reason, I always go back to when I was 10 years old, when I get that question asked. And at 10 years old, I got my menstrual cycle at a really young age in this body, not with an array of emotions that happened at that time of life. And remembering that, you know, no one ever taught me when I was that young how to deal with those emotions or what the body feels. And remembering in my younger years doing so much to not feel that stuff because I didn't know what to do with it. And going through my life of riding that edge of not wanting to feel it, not knowing what to do with it, up until the point that I was a competitive bodybuilder for 6 years and I competed on stage, started helping people develop relationships with their body, with food science, with exercise. Yet I still was running from certain aspects of my own emotions. And it was back in the 90s that I pushed myself so hard that I woke up one day and I could barely walk, and I put on about 30 pounds in 48 hours. And that was that turning point to feel more than I ever thought I could feel. I was forced to feel the immense amount of pain in my body. I was forced to feel all of the emotions that created that pain in my body. And I had a choice. And my choice at that moment was, wow, this something inside of me knew that this information was teaching me something and I needed to start paying attention. And so I did. I grabbed books. I went for books first, started going for various books into different forms of spirituality and presence and mindfulness and energy work. And then I picked up. I sold my business, sold everything I owned, left my cat on my mom's doorstep, and I picked up and I moved to Switzerland. I moved to the International School of Shiatsu and Cranial Sacral. However, this school housed various forms of healers from different traditions that came in week after week after week. And I went to live there. And that was kind of the turning point, the evolution of my business, that it started engaging more in interrelating skills, going through various trainings in the work of integrative breathwork that I became a trainer for, and just started diving in, studying with different teachers and schools and shamans along the way until, you know, this moment now.
I see. So you have a lot of deep background in kind of a holistic, we could call it, a holistic approach to people and to what's going on and to bodies. And then this came organically, it sounds like. This just
Correct.
Moved into your next level. But it sounds like you're drawing from a very deep well of a lot of things.
Yes. You know, I dove in, and for me, to learn, I learn best when I'm a sponge, right? When I just throw myself in the environment, which is what I did. So I would start to study, but then I would instantly start living it because I would live in places that it would instantly be applied to my own personal life. And then it's, you know, I don't believe that I can teach anything that I don't actually live 100%. And so that's how my life just continued on. And the core of my work, it just kept bringing people back to intimacy. You know, it was just how to live, not just that act of intimacy with another person, but how to really realize and live that interconnected way with every moment of life, from walking through the park to dancing to the breeze touching our skin, and to really embody that.
It's wonderful. We're very kindred spirits, by the way. I feel the same way. I couldn't possibly ask people to do something that I wouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I didn't embody it completely before I asked them to do it. Although sometimes I've only been one step ahead. But it's been a big step.
Yes.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a really short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about intimacy. Like, you've now established yourself as really an intimacy coach and intimacy guru, and I want to talk about why people have so much difficulty experiencing intimacy in today's world, like the kinds of struggles that people have and what's behind them, and, you know, your thoughts about that and how they can get through it. So that's what we'll pick up with when we come back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Zipporah Kingsbury, and we're having a grand time of it. She just told us about her experience with The Bachelor, and it really gave us an introduction to intimacy. Like, what are we talking about anyway when we're talking about intimacy? And so we're going to put some definition on that, and we're going to talk about some of the challenges that people have in this world today. And if you're listening, you may be one of them. There's no mistakes. So stay tuned. We're coming right back.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host. And today I'm interviewing Zipporah Kingsbury. And we're talking about the subject of intimacy, which it's been defined by certain people as into me see. Am I going to let you see me? Am I going to see you for who you really are? Am I only going to see what I want to see? And so there's a lot of questioning around that. So I'm going to talk to Zipporah now about what's so difficult about it. And Zipporah, how do you define intimacy? You know, what would you say intimacy is? And then we'll talk about the challenges. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the way you broke it down just now, and that's used in various areas. And I agree with that. The how deeply are we allowing ourselves to see inside of ourselves? Every aspect of ourselves, the perceived imperfections, every area, so much that we can be so centered and feel so safe and so comfortable with who we are that we allow others into that degree. And that also then trickles over to, it's not about another human being, but how interconnected, intimate can we be with every aspect of life, from the way we have a conversation with someone, from the way that we pass someone in the street, from the way we walk in the park, to the way that we meditate. It just enhances all aspects of our life.
That's beautiful. And I'm glad that you're talking about it like that, defining it as in terms of all there is, intimacy and connection to everything. So why are people having so much difficulty? What seems to be ailing people that they're... Are they hiding? Did they just not learn the skills? Is there too much to deal with? What is it?
You know, I believe it's all of the above. And we live in a very overstimulated world. And we're taught that we have to work hard, and that's the most important thing. People are rushing to get to meeting after meeting, rushing to get the kids off from school, listening to loud music, but constantly in conversation. They're never having a quiet moment. So they're kind of like over scratching an itch, and it's become chronic, and they literally no longer even know how to feel. Because, yes, no one ever showed them how, but then it's just a ray of that overstimulation for so many years.
Okay, that's a great visual, you know, over scratching an itch. There's too much going on, and they don't know how to use discernment to pare it down. Are you a firm believer in people making dates, like even when they're married?
I am. You know, some people, you know, even for me personally, like sometimes I can feel that's can be a little mechanical. Yet, you know, if we're so busy and we're scheduling everything else, and sometimes that's what it takes, and then that date can be organically happen. But I love it if people take turns creating dates, right? One week one partner does it, the next week someone else leads it, and get creative and allow their creative energy to soar and have fun with it. That's going to stimulate that passion and open the door to that connection that they're wanting.
Thanks for that tip. That's wonderful. I know a couple who actually does it every day. They have a date every morning before they do whatever they're doing. Even if they're flying like at 6 o'clock in the morning, then they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning so that they can have a date, and they alternate who leads. So when they first told me that, my mouth fell to the floor. I was like, wow, you two are hot.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So now, is there a difference for the challenges, like if you're a woman when you're doing intimacy work, or if you're a man doing intimacy work? Like, does one gender find it more difficult than the other to do work in the realms of intimacy, would you say?
No, it's so interesting because right, we all have that masculine and feminine right quality inside of us. And I watch working with females versus working with males, and it really just depends on what's more in the lead inside the person. I worked with a woman today who she's an engineer, right? And so she's very analytical, and she has those traits that keep her from really being in her belly and being in her body and trusting her emotions and her soft side. So I wouldn't say it's actually a physical gender thing. I would definitely say it was my experience is what's kind of in the lead inside the individual. Is it the masculine traits or the feminine traits?
That's great. And was she open to hearing about that? I mean,
yes.
She was. Okay, that's good.
She left as if she felt her body for the first time ever.
Wow. Good. So, all right, so it just depends on what realm that they're in. So I guess by, you didn't say it, but by omission, I'm assuming that if someone is more in their feminine realm, whether they're in a man's body or a woman's body, whether they're a man or a woman, but they're very in touch with the feminine realm, then they can be in touch with their body and their sensations and their feelings and emotions. They're more readily available than if they're more in the analytical or the strategic realms, which would be associated with, like, male polarity, yes?
Yeah, that's my experience. And then, right, they all have their different challenges in even that realm, but that's my experience.
Okay. All right, good. So when somebody would come to you, what could they expect, you know, out of working with you and in terms of what we just said, in terms of like their masculine and feminine inside or what have you? If someone came to you and said, I have intimacy issues, what could they expect?
Well, the first thing that happens when I work with someone, the minimum amount of time that my clients work with me is 3 months. Because I do work in a progressive order, and I do believe in sustainable change versus just feeling really good. And so, you know, throughout our time working together, we use a lot of breath work, a lot of integrated breath work to shift the emotional patterns. We use a lot of, some people call me like, I do the wax on, wax off thing, like Qigong of intimacy, and I bring people deep into their senses, right? Deep into their sensory perception through various meditations and exercises, do a lot of coaching, work with a lot of interrelating skills and heart-centered communication skills, and learn how to start embodying that and practice it in their own reality in this moment.
Good. Yeah. What's the longest you might work with somebody? Like
I have,
it's 3 months.
Yeah.
How long should it go?
You know, I have 3 to 6 month programs. However, I have a client now who has worked with me for years because what this person has done is he's done like the main courses and now it's like kind of upkeep for him. It's like, wow, when stuff comes up, because stuff continues to come up. Now we can check in. We can get, the person can get the support. They might want to go through various emotional clearings when stuff comes up. So it's really individual based after that 3 to 6 month period.
Got it. Okay. Very good. So this is giving people a sense about, you know, how you work and how what they could expect if they come to you. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk about some tips that you could give people and also some things that you've come through, like maybe some past clients where there were challenges that you overcame so people can get an idea of, like, are they the right person for you or are they the right person to seek out an intimacy coach? Like, why would they want to come to an intimacy coach? What would be some of their challenges? And let's talk about them through challenges that you've helped overcome with clients. So this is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and right now I'm with Zipporah Kingsbury. And I suggest that you stay tuned and come back to hear how you might want to seek out an intimacy coach, and also, of course, because you want to find out how to get in touch with her. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Eroticos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends, and I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
This is Sex and Happiness, your show about sex and happiness. and hopefully you are becoming increasingly more sexy and more happy as a result of listening to the show. And, of course, I'm Laurie Handlers. And I'm here today with Zipporah Kingsbury. And, Zipporah, like, what are the most common difficulties that people come to you with, would you say?
Well, it varies. And I'll share a story about one of my clients. You know, I had a client, he's just like, I want to be a better lover. I'm noticing I'm getting into these relationships and I'm projecting. Like, I'm not present. I'm projecting. I have my checklist of, is this the person the perfect one? And I'm noticing it's creating a lot of resistance. He was noticing sexual dysfunction. He couldn't, he pulled out that. He was scared to be vulnerable when we started working together. So he would get stuck in his head. He would start analyzing everything while they were in bed. And he couldn't communicate with this person. And he absolutely couldn't connect sexually with this person either. This man was a top surfer. He's been a surfer for 30 years, top of his game. After we worked together for several months, he said that he actually became an extremely better surfer. He had never been such a good surfer in his life. He started noticing everyone around him trusted him instantly. He had this level of presence he never experienced. Intimacy ended up becoming something that he did experience in every moment, from talking to the waiter to walking down the beach to surfing on his surfboard. And then he finally did open up enough to knowing who he was that he attracted that woman, that partner, who could meet him in that place, because he finally kind of met himself for the first time. And so, you know, that's an example of people who work with me. It's usually people who are very happy. They are spiritual seekers, and they've usually dedicated so much time to being successful in business, and they've lost touch with their emotional, intimate, and sexual realms.
That's a great way to put it. Successful in business and lost touch with their emotional. And what was the other one?
Intimate and sexual realms.
Emotional, intimate, and sexual realms. Yeah, so many people are very, very successful in business, and that seems to take over. And then it's kind of like their spouse, and it doesn't matter which gender, you know, it doesn't matter which one is the most successful, but sometimes the spouse feels ignored, left behind, like the marriage vows weren't fulfilled, like something's so off, it's so out of balance. So it's great how you describe that. What would you say is really the mission of your work? Do you have a mission statement?
I do kind of. It's not in front of me. You know, my mission is that people can truly feel safe in who they are and inside their bodies, so they can actually access the keys to really creating a life of relationships of power, truth, and pleasure. You know, people can be so aware, they can be so sensitive, and truly be who they are and not be scared to be who they are.
So it's about authenticity.
Yeah.
Really, it's about passion and authenticity.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So it's so, so important. It's so vital. For me, that's really the bottom line as well. How can you be so comfortable in yourself that you're who you are no matter where you go? There you are, and it's good. It's fine, and you can let other people in and be invited in by others.
Yes.
So it's great.
To let your relationships become interdependent versus codependent, you know, and that happens through knowing ourselves and learning the skills on communication and how to be that way where someone else is no longer responsible for us and our emotions, but now we can be curious and get to know each other even if we disagree. It's a huge thing.
Huge. Now, there's one question that has to be asked here, because some people can confuse it. I know they confuse it with my work, and I'm sure they confuse it with yours. Does the work of intimacy have really only to do with sex?
I love that question. No. No. You know, I recently did a teleseminar on the myths of intimacy, and that was one of my myths. Intimacy is not sex. Sex is an action, intimacy is a quality, and sexual connection may or may not be intimate for people. It may or may not have a level of intimacy and vulnerability and opening, and that's okay, and vice versa. So intimacy is a quality that can be in everything that we do and experience, but it doesn't have to be.
Excellent. Excellent definition. I'm glad we had that laugh, too, because people get so they make so many assumptions. And I want people to be sexier and happier, you know, as a result of listening to the show. But, like, ultimately, it's about intimacy and authenticity for me.
Yes.
And that makes people really happy, and it makes them really sexy.
Yes, because, right, they're centered, they know themselves, they can just be them, and that's sexy, that's attractive, it's very attractive.
Exactly. Well, we're coming down to the wire here, so let's talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you, and then I got a couple of last-minute questions to ask you. So how, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way, they can contact me through my website, and my website is ZipporaIntimacy.com. That's ZIPORAH Intimacy.com. They can also email me, which is Zipora@ZiporaIntimacy.com. They can find out information all about my programs, my courses, where I'm traveling to next, all through that website.
Great. Okay, good. So that's ZiporaIntimacy.com. And then, what do you have cooking? do you have anything new project that you can talk about? If you can't talk about it, it's okay. I just wanted to know if you're cooking up anything that people could spark their interest right now.
Yeah, things are in the works. Locally right now in San Diego, where my home is I'm starting a new 6-week seminar series in person. It's actually going to be in person, called Awakening a New Bolder, Juicier You. And that course is for men and women. And it starts on March 26th, I believe. And then this is the time of year that I go on a tour. So I don't have any exact dates yet, but I do have my manager putting together a nice tour for me. My first stop is actually in Hawaii in May, where I'll be teaching a 7-day seminar with an amazing business strategist and conscious money coach down there in Kona.
Sounds great. Really sounds great. I have some people in Hawaii. I'll let them know. Now, do you have any tip? You gave us a tip earlier. There was a nice little tip that you gave in terms of making a date and having people alternate who plans. Do you have any other tips, or at least another tip that you can give us in closing? Anything that can help people awaken their intimacy?
Yeah, really simple is slow down. You know, when you get home, if you're going on a date or you get home from work, your beloved's at home, rather than rushing into this idle chatter with them from that busy day, is take a moment for yourself to get super still. That might mean going in your own room and just breathing for 5 minutes so you can actually feel your body again. And then approach them from that place of feeling your body. And I actually love taking 3 to 5 minutes at that moment with my partner and just let's sit together. Let's not talk. That's just, again, simple, right? Looking into their eyes, feeling each other's breath, and just supporting each other's nervous system to calm down, right? Because the more that we feel in our bodies, the more intimate then when we go into that verbal conversation it's going to be.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to use that tonight. Thank you so much, Zipora. Yeah. I wish you the best. I'm grateful that you participated on ABC television, because I love how you portrayed intimacy coaching and breathing and sacred sexuality on a national and international scale. I thank you for doing that. I wish you all the best, and I hope that people get in touch with you and that it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and better and better. So thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Lori. It was great to be here with you. I appreciate it.
Good, really good. And everybody, tune in next week when I'll have another amazing person who will increase your sex and your happiness. This is Lori Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. See you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.